Mr. Mizuka, could I have you give me your full name first?
Louis, L-O-U-I-S, Mizuka, M-A-Z-Z-U-C-A. In Italian, it's actually Mazzucca, is what the pronunciation is in Italian. But since in English, why the double Z has a different sound, why we go by that.
And what was the date of your birth?
January 28th, 1898. That
makes you 77? 77. Pushing 78. And where were you born?
Oh, in a little town of Pianicrati, in the province of Cosenza, in the region of Calabria, which is southern Italy. You would put it about the instep of the Italian group.
And can you tell me a little bit about your family, what they did, and their background?
Well, the family lived in a village. We had three parcels of land in the outskirts of the town, and Dad used to prepare the soil, and in the summer, why, he'd go up in the hills and make charcoal.
Is this what your family had done for generations on the same land?
Well, no, my grandfather was a tailor. Mm-hmm. Actually, on my paternal side, and Dad had two brothers, and they didn't do charcoal work. They just stuck to the land.
And did you have any brothers and sisters?
One brother, 5 years younger than I, and the sister, who was 2 years younger than he was, but she died at the age of three, so mm-hmm. It was two.
And how did you get to the United States?
Well, Dad, my father, had been in the United States shortly after I was born, and he returned when I was, I was four. And he remained in Italy. That was until 1907, and decided to return to America to replenish the finances, you might say. And we emigrated in March of 1907. He took me along with the thought in mind that in the future I probably would be wanting to come to America to improve my lot, and taking me along as a boy, I would learn English and be in a position to find better employment than he did.
Did you want to go with him?
Well, I didn't have any say. Yeah, whatever Dad decided, boy, mm-hmm. It was done.
Did you do you remember if your mother had anything? Did she want you to go, or?
Well, I assume that the mother would like to have her longer career, but she put up with it.
Do you remember what the trip was like coming over?
Oh yeah, it was quite an experience. Had never been on the high seas before. Where I was born, it was landlocked, nowhere near the sea. And it wasn't too rough a passage, though.
Was it a complete, was it an immigrant boat that you came on?
Well, there were regular lines those days. The one we came on was a German liner. Coined Albert. I judged it around 10,000 tons or so.
What port did you have? Did you sail out of?
We embarked at Naples, landed in New York.
And what?
11 days.
What happened after you got to the United States? Did you go to school? Did you stay in New York? Where did you go? Did your father knew where he was going to go at that time?
Well, actually, yes. He had a sister in Port Arthur, Ontario, and her husband was a small contractor there, doing ditch digging, streets, and we arrived there on the Friday, and they had an adjoining, two adjoining rooms to their place that Deb and I lived in, and my aunt's husband, which would be my uncle, brought me to a parochial school there on Monday. We arrived on Friday, and I was in school on Monday. And that was quite an experience. No other Italian boys there. So I was on my own there. And we were there for months, and work got scarce, so another uncle of mine, that was on my maternal side, and my maternal grandfather were in Montana on the railroad, and they advised Dad to go over because there was work there on the railroad. So we went from Port Arthur, Ontario to Mastery, Montana, which is not far from where the Fort Peck Dam is now. And he was employed on the railroad there, and I went to school there. A little country schoolhouse with 8 grades, 18 pupils, and one teacher.
Did you speak very much English by then?
Oh, I seem to have acquired knowledge as I went along.
Were there a large number of Italians working on the railroad with your father and your uncle?
Yeah, the crews were all Italian, you might say.
Did they have to learn English, or were there?
No.
Ordinarily,
the foreman was Italian, so they got along fine there.
So he spoke enough English to talk to the bosses and spoke Italian to those who worked with him. That so the foreman was the interpreter then.
You might say
between your those on the gang and
the ones and the higher ups. Well, the higher they didn't ups. Deal with the roadmaster actually. It was
We were talking about you and your father when you were in Montana on the railroad. Were they're mostly just the men, the Italian men? Did any of them have their wives and families with them?
And not on those gangs. Either the section gangs, which were stationary, they were established and had a certain section of track to maintain. And the foreman had a section house, the men had the bunk houses, the laborers. And, I'd say that a good percentage of the foremen didn't have their wives. Some did, but the laborers, why, that were at that type of work, why, they were practically all men who had left their families back in the old country and were there just to get a start, and then if they'd get established, they'd send for their families, and others just returned to Italy after a period of time and tried to make it a go of it in the old country. Mm-hmm. And if it didn't succeed, why, they'd probably try again and eventually bring their families over. Then you had the extra gangs, they were called, which were larger groups, where a section crew was, 10 to 12 men, why the extra gangs did the more extensive work of resurfacing, changing the steel to the rails, and they usually run about 60 men.
Mm-hmm.
And, those gangs lived in boxcars, and as they finished a certain section, why, they moved the whole outfit to another point and put them on the sidetrack there, and they'd be staying there for a period of time.
Is that what your father did? Work with those kind of gangs, or was he?
Well, we were on a stationary gang then while I was going to school. When it froze in the fall, why, they'd reduce their force to about 2 men, and the bulk were laid off and take them back to St. Paul or Chicago to lay over winter until the ground thawed, and they'd resume their track work during the spring and summer months. So in the fall, why, Dad was laid off, and we had to go back to St. Paul. And in the spring, why, then he had joined one of those extra gangs, him as the laborer, and I as a water boy for the outfit.
Mm-hmm. How many years did you do this? How many years did you and your father work with the railroad?
Well, I myself was with the railroad until I was 21.
Mm-hmm.
Became a section foreman at 17. And was there until I was 21 years old. Ma'am, that's when we came to Tacoma, and from the track work, I shifted to shop work in the South Tacoma shop.
Did you and your father return to Italy?
Yes, we did for a year.
How old were you?
In 1913.
1913.
15. Yeah. We stayed a year and returned when I was 16.
Did you have any preference by then of where you were staying? Did you like it here?
Oh, yes, definitely. It was here. Yes, indeed.
And when you got to Tacoma, let's see, how old were you? What do you remember the date was? When you...
In October of 1919.
And what did you think of Tacoma then?
I always liked it. Yes. Especially when I lived in the more rough climates of Montana and Minnesota, with the extreme cold winters and the real hot summers, I thought this climate here was ideal. I never saw it as the new golden year.
Was there a large Italian population?
In Tacoma?
Yeah.
Oh, percentage-wise, I wouldn't say that we, compared to the Scandinavians, I think that the Italian community was much smaller.
Did you, when you say we, were you married by then? Did you and your wife come, or did you just come by yourself?
Yeah. Yes, I am dad and my brother. Didn't marry until 1923 or 25 when I married.
And did you move into the Italian area of town?
Right. The what's known as the Hilltop area now. We're on the K Street district. They were Italian scattered in the different sections of Tacoma, but the nucleus, you might say, was around the K Street district there. Little Italy was, you might say, concentrated there.
What do you remember about the Italian community? What was it like? Did it have its own shops, and did the people generally stay together, or did they mix with the rest of the population?
I would say that they mixed among themselves to a large extent, if not exclusively. You might say that it was largely amongst themselves. They patronized the Italian grocery stores, which handled the staples which they favored. Beyond that, then, why they shopped at different stores that the rest of the population did.
Did they make an effort to bring their families over?
Most of them did, yes. In fact, those that didn't were the exception. Yeah.
It's paradise.
What kind of work was there available for those who came here?
Oh, mainly manual labor. The railroad, the lumber mill, the construction, not in building hardly, but in street and sewer work, ditch digging, in other words.
Was there any kind of reaction to the among the city residents? Did they mind this? The Italian community, was there any problems between the Italians here in Tacoma and the rest of the city?
No problems at all. I think they got along rather well with the rest of the community, mm-hmm. as far as that is concerned.
Have you noticed, I'm really interested in the kinds of changes that have happened in the community since you've lived here in Tacoma?
Well, it's been a gradual evolution. The younger generation, the second generation came along. The exclusiveness of, you might say, gradually disintegrated, then you might say that through the years there's been a lot of bigger marriage.
So the over the years, then the Italians here in town have just sort of moved into the society, into the bigger community, and
right.
And just mixed. Everybody mixed.
Mm-hmm. Is there still any kind of feeling among the Italians, or is it mostly among older people that stick together still, or is it really dispersed completely?
Well. No, it hasn't dispersed completely. We still have the Italian church in the Hilltop area there. Do have the Sons of Italy Lodge and the Columbus Lodge. But
the mix doesn't have
I might point out that you'll find more Italian Americans, way more Italian Americans in the Elks Lodge than you do in the Sons of Italy or the Columbus Lodge.
Were the lodges important, say, 20, 30 years ago?
Well, they were, because they formed a gathering place for them to meet and socialize. And, in fact, it was a mutual help, you might say. The lodge hired a doctor on an annual basis and provided the medical service to the members at no cost. They paid the sick benefits when a member became ill. That was when the medical insurance, you might say, was or not, and death benefits. So, actually, in those days, the lodge was the only insurance they had. But since medical insurance is pretty well established, those services were discontinued now. The last time they had a doctor, was a doctor, about 30 years or more.
Mm-hmm.
And no sick benefits anymore. That's about it.
Was there any change over the years, the number of Italians that came to Tacoma? Was there any time in particular that they came in large numbers?
Well, the large influx actually was from the turn of the century to the early 20s. Then immigration was restricted, especially for the Southern Europeans. The immigration laws were based on the quota of the ethnics in the late, the late 80s, 1880 or 1890, and the Italians then were very many, so their quota was reduced to just a few thousand a year. So you might say that the mainstream of immigration from Italy was almost completely shut off.
Well, do you have anything that you'd like to say about your coming here, what you've done in the United States?
Ain't no money. My mother died, and grandma was
going to
go back, and then
well, that's just a personal tragedy, you might say, Mama, which isn't yesterday. Condition. As for my own self, I'm really glad that Dad saw things as he did then, and it did bring me here at the tender age, and I found life. Yes, but you might think of myself as an American and education and upbringing and I'm part of the Italian heritage.
That's what I mean, you know.
That's been clear.
Mm-hmm. Proud to be American, too. Mm-hmm. This is our country.
Okay. Well.